lot of desperate situations. It started out by people having to spend a cold night in their vehicle. Not so bad for me. Got my snack food.
Energy bars or any high-calorie foods like candy are all great.
Got a sleeping bag. I even got a candle. And if I have to, I can always start the car every once in a while just to heat up. As long as I keep the windows cracked open a bit because of the carbon monoxide. And also make sure that I keep the tailpipes clear of any snow. Well, the snow is getting deep and the hour is getting late. Let me see. Bottom of the sun, two, three hand widths. It's about 3 hours. From what I can see, this spot down here, this fallen over tree might make a good shelter.
Les stops in good time to get some shelter for the night. Remember that hubcap from the truck? A key element of survival is staying calm and keeping focused on basic essentials. In cold temperatures, these are water, warmth, and shelter.
I'm not going to knock this snow out of my way, because snow is a fantastic insulator. If you can use it to your advantage, then do so. Blocks out the wind and keeps in the heat.
Without an axe, look for deadwood. It's easier to break. Les has a neat way to snap logs to size. Driving the branches into firm snow gives a quick and easy lean-to to keep the wind off. Another essential is kindling for a fire.
These branches are dead like this because the beetles are beginning to attack the tree. Bad for the tree, but good for fire starter. The ability to make fire is everything when it comes to surviving the cold.
Les has some cotton wool and petroleum jelly. The cotton acts as a wick and the petroleum jelly as a fuel to make a great fire starter. The cotton soaks up the petroleum jelly and burns just like a candle.
You know what the biggest problem that people have when it comes to getting a fire going? Simple preparation. They want the fire too quickly. They get a little tiny flame and then they throw on it some big hunk of wood. It's not going to do. You've got to break it down to tiny, tiny elements. Start slow. I want a small fire that I can put inside the shelter and have the heat in there with me. Hubcap makes a nice fire base, doesn't it?